Northwest Arkansas's first pinball bar is opening to the public tomorrow in Fayetteville. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda recently visited the underground venue, and she has this report.
Collections are very personal. Exactly what you decide to collect is completely up to you. Items can range from baseball cards to stamps to mugs. Beau Counts collects pinball machines.
Collecting these things used to be a lot easier than it is now. You would find one in a basement, or some lady would be like, I'll pay you to come get it out of my basement. And I'm like, excellent. And then you come and you work on it, kind of like somebody would work on a classic car in your garage. And you would restore it, and you'd put way too much money into it, and then your roommate or your significant other or whoever would say, get this thing out of my house. And yeah, it's just an interesting hobby. But somewhere along the way, about 2 to 3 years ago, pinball just picked back up in popularity. It almost went extinct in the year 2000. And all of a sudden, everyone's back into pinball. And so everyone's snatching them up. Every person that's ever had a pinball in their garage or in their basement's pulling them out, trying to sell it. They're getting harder and harder to find, and more people are wanting to play. Young people have never seen it before, so it seems so futuristic. And a lot of older people are really nostalgic about it. So it's like this perfect time that pinball collecting has come back.
Counts says his mom worked in a mall with an arcade, so he was introduced to pinball as a child.
A lot of people think that pinball was made for kids. It wasn't. It was always a teenage and an adult game. Because if you think about it, put a kid next to a pinball machine, he can't even see it. And so, you know, I would see the bigger kids playing. And then when I became a teenager, just the game was awesome. And there was always one in a bowling alley or a gas station. And I just kind of fell in love back then.
Also, when he was a kid, Counts created a bucket list, and two of the goals included owning his own pinball machine and opening a bar. He's accomplishing both of those with the opening of Pinpoint Fayetteville. His new pinball bar is located in the basement that used to house the original JR's Lightbulb Club.
When they were tearing down the old JR's before the remodel of the building, they torn down the hand-painted sign that was the original front and all the old chandeliers that were hanging from the ceiling, and then found them in the dumpster out back. And so I pulled them out of the dumpster, and I built frames for the original front of the building. You can see one of them over there. And I took a bunch of those nasty old chandeliers and took all the best parts out of all of them and restored and had one. And so over where the original stage was, there's pieces from the original JRs on the walls. So you can kind of have that little nostalgic moment. Because to me, this... You know, everybody knows me as the event guy that's always throwing those big events and things. Well, this place was the very first place I threw one of those events. So, it kind of has a special place for me, too.
As the event guy, Beau Counts has hosted Beatbox Halloween dance parties, helped launch Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week, and organizes the drive-in speaker box tavern trivia at Smoke and Barrel. As a bar owner, Counts hopes to give local residents a space to enjoy a variety of activities.
We spend too much of our lives looking at screens as it is, and, you know, everything in here I want to be kinetic, using your hands, being with your friends, like darts, skee ball, pinball. Things are moving, and you're welcome to bring board games. I have board games, and as you can see, there's plenty of tables. There's even a table that will have, it's a round table that fits 10 people on it. You know, I mean, it's a great place to come have a meeting or have a big group of friends, and I'll be able to have a space without having to move tables together and be that guy.
The focus of the space, of course, will be the pinball machines. Counts has 24 in his collection, and 17 of those are at Pinpoint. All of them are at least 25 years old.
The idea is to have as many of them working as possible. I mean, you take a machine that costs about $4,000 to $10,000 per game that's 30 years old, and they're known for breaking when they're brand new, at 30 years, they're gonna break. It's normal. Even when they were in their heyday, there was always a pinball tech ready to get the ball unstuck or, you know, fix a flipper or something. And so the idea is if one just gets broken past a daily repair, because a part that I have to go troll websites and figure out someone who has a pile of these parts in their warehouse, I'll pull that game. And I'll pull one of the other games in and put it in its place. So hopefully it will minimize downtime.
The machines will run on tokens, and you can choose to play more than a dozen games, like one called Pinbot.
So Pinbot, he's blind, right? And he's you're trying to get
two eyes into his head there so he can see. And then you lock, when you block both eyes, they release it and you get multi-ball.
Each pinball machine has its own set of objectives. When you step up to the game, you'll typically find a rule sheet in the bottom left-hand corner.
And each one kind of has a story, too, like this one. It's Rudy. He's this ventriloquist dummy that runs this weird funhouse, and you're trying to sneak in after hours. And so, you know, when he says, like, hey, get yourself a hot dog, the hot dog, super dog thing lights up. And when you hit that target, you get lots more points than you'd normally get. And every light that's on the play field has a purpose. So, you know, you see these blue ones that say STEP. Well, you light step, and it opens the steps. And so once that's lit, you go up the ramp for the steps, and the diverter swings the ball over here so you can launch it at those targets. And same thing with this. You know, when you've got, when he says, hey, I feel like a million, and the million's lit, if you hit him in the face, he like goes, ow, and you get a million points. And, you know, everything has a specific purpose that's not just looking pretty. And once you learn that, then you really understand that this game is like a lot more than just keeping the balls from going down the drain.
Pinpoint Fayetteville is located at 23 North Block Avenue. Just look for the skinny bright red door and neon logo. Patrons 21 and up are welcome. More information is available at pinpointfayetteville.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Pinpoint Fayetteville is open 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. daily. Bo says he hopes to have a grand opening celebration later this month. You can keep up with the progress of that event at facebook.com/pinpointfayar. This is Ozarks at Large.